distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Gerrymander is the hot topic in Madison now. It's an important topic. It is a vital topic. Right now, as you know, the Republicans have about two-thirds of the assembly seats. In some years, they don't even get a majority statewide of the legislative votes. And even if they get a little bit of a majority, they don't get a two-thirds majority. Right now, there are 99 assembly seats and 33 Senate seats, and they dominate them 2-1. And that does not reflect the will of the people, but it ended up with their passing right to work, busting union wages, busting unions, Act 10. There are no public employee unions anymore in this state that have any oomph at all. They're great people. They should have some oomph taken out of them. Right to work. You know, I'll tell you something. Walker ran for re-election in 2014. We happen to have had a very bad candidate, unfortunately. He ran a bad campaign. But in any event, he goes to the unions, the industrial unions, the operating engineers. He said, would you back me? I need union help. And they said, will you promise not to sign right to work? He said, you have my word. They backed him. He won. Right after that, he signed a right to work law. He did it because he was running for president. And he looked like a fool. Was on the stage in 2016 with Donald Trump. He looked like the groom on the wedding cake, a little plastic figure standing there. Nobody paid attention to him, but he busted unions as a result of that. They've been busted in Michigan before that, where the UAW is very strong. How does all this happen? It happens in this state because of gerrymandering. It happens in this state because of gerrymandering. Well, now we have to redistrict every 10 years after the census, 10-year census, we redistrict. And Tony Evers put out a map. And the gerrymandered illegitimate Republicans put out a map. And I'm going to tell you what those two maps are. Evers' map is pretty good. Talked to some people, experts, who think that it could be improved a little bit from a Democratic point of view. But the virtue of the Evers map is that it looks very even. And it means that each side is going to have to come up with good candidates. Well, here's what Evers came up with. Here's what Evers came up with. His map shows 42 Republican districts. And by the way, this is a redistricting, not a gerrymander from Evers. So in other words, it's not trying to do this and trying to do that, but it's restoring communities of interest. Like, why should Wisconsin Dells be split among three assembly districts? Why should Greene County? Why should the city of Monroe be split, or Greene County? Why should Sheboygan County be split? You see what I'm saying? In other words, they're just scooping out little scoops, Republican votes, and then wasting Democratic votes in overwhelmingly blue districts and all that, packing and cracking. Well, here's Evers' result. If his plan were adopted, and he will present that to a court when he vetoes the Republican plan, although they're trying to do it by resolution, which can't be vetoed, and I'm going to address that in a second. His produces 42 Republican seats, okay, and 39 Democratic seats, and 18 competitive seats. And the 18 competitive seats, if we put up an excellent candidate and they put up an excellent candidate, it was like a World Series, but you had world-class pitchers on both sides, 11 of the 18 could slightly lean Democratic, and 7 of them could slightly lean Republican. The point of all this, if you crunch all that together, it'd come out to about a split legislature. If you added the 11 seats of the competitive seats who might be Democratic to the 39 under his, that'd be 50. And if you added up the Republicans, it'd be 49. But that assumes that the Democrats would carry any seat that they had even a slight chance of doing. And it very likely could be the other way. Could be 50 or 51 Republican, 49 or 48 Democratic, and that's fine. Then the Republicans try to ram something through, and the Dems say no, or the Dems want something, Republicans say no. There are always going to be a few Republicans who may say, okay, I'll go and do the right thing by my conscience. Because right now, when it's two-thirds, they don't dare do the right thing by their conscience, because if they stand out, it'll pass anyway, and then they're going to get whacked in a primary by the donors in Illinois and elsewhere. In the state Senate, under Evers' plan, there'll be 14 Republican seats and 12 Democratic, but there are seven competitive. Four of them would be Democratic and three Republican. So if you crunch all that together, it would be a 17-16 Republican advantage if everybody won everything they were supposed to. It's fairly even, in other words. And when it's 17-16, a lot of things get done, and it could be the other way around, because this assumes Republicans will put up excellent candidates, which they may not. Now, what are the Republican Assembly people doing? Voss. His would have 51 Republican seats, 30-some-odd Democratic seats, 13 competitive, and eight of them would lean Republican and five Democratic. They would have 60 seats out of 99. They'd still have something, well, they'd have 60%, maybe a little more. That's just what they have now. It's just what they have now. And in the Senate, they'd have 15 seats, 10 Democratic, eight competitive, seven lean Republican, one Democratic. They'd have 22 seats. They go up. You see what I mean? And that can be done by packing and cracking. How do you do that? You know there are going to be some, if you're a Republican, you know there are going to be some Democratic seats. So you try to make it a 90% Democratic seat, like the inner city of Milwaukee and like Madison. In Madison, they know it's going to go Democratic, so they load, you know, it's 80% Democratic. Some of those people over there get 80% of the vote. Some of the people in the inner city of Milwaukee get 90% of the vote. Those are wasted Democratic votes. And then they have seats around that are like 55-45 Republican, which will be carried by a Republican. Now, one of the other aspects of this is you do not get the best legislators when you do this in either party. Republicans get these compliant, frightened people who defer to their donors, and the Democrats get fairly far out candidates who can't be beaten in a primary, and they certainly can't be beaten in a general election, and you don't have the best candidates. If in Madison, for instance, you had fairly competitive seats, I don't think you'd have a number of people who are in your legislature right now. And in Milwaukee, I can certainly tell you that. So what you get is these entrenched people on the fringes in both sides. It's not good for the state, not good for the state at all. And what are the odds of this happening? One of the things that Voss, that sneaky Voss, shouldn't surprise you, the Homeric epithet, if you read the Iliad, he always has adjectives, swift-footed Achilles. Achilles is always swift-footed Achilles, fastest man in the Greek army. Sneaky Robin Voss. That should be part of his name. Sneaky Robin Voss is proposing that they do it by resolution. What's a resolution? Well, legally speaking, if they pass a bill, it has to go through the Senate and the House, and then the governor has to sign off, and if he doesn't, he vetoes it. It takes a two-thirds majority in both chambers to overrule it, and they don't have that right now. They know that he will veto their sneaky, fraudulent, corrupt gerrymander. So they're trying to do it by resolution. Resolution, they just get up on their hind legs and they bray like donkeys and they go, it is the resolution of this chamber that this should be the plan. Under the law, resolutions don't go to the governor. He can't veto them, and then they become law. Resolution can become law. Now, there's one fly in the ointment. Back in the early 60s, it was tried. And the Supreme Court, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, said, no, you can't do gerrymander by resolution. Resolution is for other things, but not substantive things like a gerrymander, like a redistricting. The governor has to have a shot at it and look at it and give his opinion and veto it if he wants to. Here is the problem. Any Supreme Court can overrule any prior Supreme Court on their whim. Citizens United, did you know that for 100 years, several Supreme Courts had said that money is not speech and corporations are not people? Several Congresses. In 2010 or so, this Republican Supreme Court said they were all wrong. They were stupid. Some of the greatest justices in our history were stupid. And money is speech, and corporations are people. Therefore, we're going to corrupt our system for the Republican Party. That's one of the problems with the judicial branch. Well, in the state Supreme Court, it's a 4-3 majority right now of Republicans. They're all nonpartisan. They should be nonpartisan. They frequently have overwhelmingly solid votes with all of them. It's unanimous and all that. You never hear about those, but on the ones that count, it's not. It's 4-3, three Democrats, three Republicans, even though they don't appear on the ballot that way. They could say, no, they were wrong back then. They were stupid. In the early 60s, they were dumb. They wore beanies with propellers on them. They stabbed themselves in the forehead with ice cream cones. These guys should have been institutionalized. We are going to do it right. And a resolution is good enough. They could do that. Three of them will do that because three of them wouldn't even certify Joe Biden as having won the presidency. The key is Brian Hagedorn. A lot of respect for Brian Hagedorn. He has stood tall on a lot of cases, a lot of election cases. He certified Joe Biden, threw a couple of people off the ballot who were not compliant with Wisconsin law on getting on the ballot. He stopped the wholesale throwing off the rolls of certain voters. He refused to take direct actions that the Republican Party wanted. And then most recently, he weighed in on a mask mandate. So I have high hopes for him, good man. But what if he doesn't? What if he says the people back in the early 60s were dumber than hell? And I knew a lot of those justices. I clerked for Tom Fairchild. He was on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. He was promoted 1965 when Lyndon Johnson came in, but he'd been for 10 years a Supreme Court justice. They were among the greatest Supreme Court justices in our history. So stand by, but there you have it, and you've heard it. Evers map is a good map. I support it. Bosses is a bad map, corrupt map. We'll see how that gets through the legislature and then what the courts do. On our break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Try to put me through to her. It's been